Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessing of reading Surah Anfal. Now, in this regard, there's just one text which is primarily reported. However, it has different chains of narration reported in various books. But before I read out, before I discuss these chains of narration, let me first read out the text of this narrative before you. And I would also like to clarify that this text also relates to Surah Tawbah or Surah Bara', which is the very next surah following Surah Anfal. So this narrative is primarily reported in all these three chains of narration by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So before I comment on the chains of narration, let me read out the text and its translation. So the words are, من قرأ سورة الأنفال وبرأ فأنا له شفيع وشاهد يوم القيامة أنه بريء من النفاق وأعطي من الأجر بعدد كل منافق ومنافقة في دار الدنيا أشر حسنات ومهي عنه أشر سيئات ويرفع له أشر درجات وكان الأرش وحملته يصلون عليه أيام حياته في دار الدنيا. Which means that a person who recites Surah Anfal and Surah Tawbah, then the Prophet says that I shall be his intercessor and the witness, and witness to the fact that he is not a hypocrite. This witness, the Prophet says, I'll give this witness on the Day of Judgment. And the fact is that for every hypocrite woman and man found in this earth, for each of these, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds. And for each of these, he'll delete 10 of his sins from his account. And for each of these, he shall raise his status by 10 positions. And the throne and people and those who bear the throne, they shall pray for that person as long as he is alive on this earth. I should like to point this out, that this narrative, as it is reported in Al-Wasit and in Salabi's tafsir, it is reported to be concocted and regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, whom Abu Hatim says that he is majhul. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. The words are of Yahya ibn Ma'in are Laysa Bishay, and another opinion ascribed to him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is Za'if. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash say that he's Matruk. Similarly, Imam Nasai also says that he's Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's Za'iful Hadith Siddan. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is Qazzab, is a great liar. So we can see how on the basis of this information, Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative is concocted. If these chains of narration, which are reported in Salvi's tafsir and in Wasir, which is Wahidi's tafsir, if they are considered. Now, as far as its two other chains of narration are concerned, they are reported by, they are recorded by Ibn al-Jawzi in his Al-Mawzu'at, which of course is a collection of fabricated narratives. And the reason for its weakness, or the fact that it has been regarded as concocted, is again the existence of two extremely deep narrators. But let me first delineate before you these two chains of narration, or the details of these two chains of narration separately. The first of these contains Badi ibn Hibban, who is regarded to be matruk by Imam Darqutni, and also it contains Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judran, about whom I'll just narrate before you the comments of our Rijal authorities. The second chain of narration also contains Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judran, and it also contains Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. So let me now describe before you the comments of our Rijal authorities regarding these two personalities. Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, about him, Abu Hatim says that he is Za'iful Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Jiddan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jarrah on him in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Saleh ibn Ahmad, or let me just first describe the views of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. There are more than one views ascribed to him regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan. Thus, for example, he says that he is Laysa bil-Qawi, Laysa bil-Shay, and Za'if al-Hadith. And similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in also has more than one opinion about him, which is ascribed to him. Thus, for example, he says, Laysa bil-Zak al-Qawi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi kulli Shay, Laysa bil-Shay, and Laysa bil-Hujja. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Wahil Hadith, Za'if, and La yuhtajju bihi. Imam Abu Zura says that he is Laysa bil-Qawi, And Imam Nasai and Hafiz Ibn Hajar say that he is Za'if. So on the basis of this information, we can clearly see why Ibn al-Jawzi has recorded this narrative in his Al-Mawzu'at, which, as I said earlier on, is a collection of fabricated and concocted narratives. So all in all, this narrative has absolutely no basis. It is not ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is wrongly ascribed to him. People have fabricated it. They have concocted it. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand that surah. And that can only be done if we read that surah with a good translation, if we are not able to understand the Arabic. So we must read the surah with a good translation to understand it. And that is what will make us have a living relationship with that surah. We'll be able to understand what the Almighty has to say to us. And this is of paramount importance. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ